Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. My guest today is David Leonard, and he's joining me to talk about the new book of poetry by his late wife, Tava Harrison. Tava was an author and artist, and she passed away on April 28, 2019, from metastatic breast cancer, which she'd been living with for more than 5 years. David, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Nice to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much for doing this. And I'm so sorry for your loss. Tava was extraordinary. And before we get into the poetry book, I wonder if you would say a few words about what made her so magical.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. Tava was so, you know, there's these cliches that people say when someone dies, that someone was, you know, bright or magical or everyone loved them or these things. But in Tava's case, they're all true. More than with a lot of people. You know, she carried herself with this bright curiosity and this love of people and this love of the world that was so intoxicating to everyone around her. And I think there's very few people who met her or who've read her works who don't feel an instant connection with her. I think a lot of that comes from her, like her love of people and her love of the world. And that's that sort of brightness and that spark is certainly something to miss.
Absolutely. Well, since she was diagnosed in 2013, she was very open about her experience, sharing her words in books and magazines and speaking events, and she continued to do that as long as she could, including with her poetry book, which is called Not One of These Poems Is About You. Can you describe what the collection of poems is about?
Sure, yeah. So she, Tava, wrote Not One of These Poems Is About You over a fairly long period of time. Most of that time was between her diagnosis with metastatic breast cancer and her death. And the collection is a beautiful collection of poetry, but also some illustrations that is in a lot of ways her, in some cases, processing what you know, what she was facing in terms of mortality. In some cases, celebrating the things in her life that that she loved, you know, so nature and people and moments. And I think a lot of it is her maybe saying goodbye, you know, in some ways, I think to the things that she loved and to the things that were hard. And I think the collection is really very vitally her voice on the page. And it's beautiful, and I think it's strong, and I think there's a lot of universality to it, despite the fact that in some time she's writing about some things that are very specifically related to her experiences with cancer.
What does it mean for you now to have her words continue to reach people after she's left us?
You know, Tave was so focused on the ability she had to help people and how her words could maybe be a guide or a path or a comfort or even a sort of explanation to what she was going through and the experiences that we share through any sort of chronic condition, whether it's cancer or in my case grief. And it means an incredible amount to have her words on the page and her words still out there. You know, she worked so hard on this book and she was really so excited about its publication. So to read her words and to feel again the life of her on this page is obviously challenging at sometimes for me, but also really, really beautiful to see her words and her legacy alive here.
Do you know what she was most excited about with this book and what she most hoped people would take from it?
I think she, you know, Tava was a very multifaceted, you know, artist. You know, she painted and she drew and she wrote nonfiction and she wrote fiction and she wrote poetry and she, you know, was in a band once and, you know, she was in a film once and, you know, she did all this multifaceted sort of artistic expression. And so I think she was just really excited that there was another form that she could explore in poetry. And I think she was really excited to match the poetry with drawings the way she did in the book. And in terms of what people can take from it, I think with all of her writing, you know, Tava wanted people to see truth, you know, and when she wrote about cancer in her memoir In Between Days, you know, her main focus was that if this book isn't true and honest, then it will have less impact than if it's sort of, you know, if she takes half steps. So I think with the poetry, the same thing is true. She wanted to put beauty into the world, but also truth, and to have people, you know, recognize her in that, but also recognize themselves in that.
On the dedication page, Tava included a Haitian proverb that translates to hope means life. Do you know why she chose that?
You know, I don't know specifically why she chose that. We never actually spoke about the dedication, but I mean, I know her well enough to know that you know, that was everything to her. You know, when she was diagnosed cancer, you know, she was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and I think when you're looking down the face of that diagnosis, she, you know, the way to go through life at that point is, you know, she saw herself as living with cancer, not dying from cancer, and a big part of that was the hope that that she can carry on. And you know, she lived much longer than most people expected that she would, and she lived in great hope, not just for herself and her life, but I think hope for the world. And I think the optimism that she carried with her, and I think the love for the world that she carried with her, is the thing that gave her energy, and I think is the thing that animated the people around her, and I think is the thing that people, that attracts people to Teva, but also attracts people to her writing. There's this sense that there's this optimism, there's this hope, there's this energy, this sort of there's something in her writing, and there's something in her person that pushes things forward, and a big part of that is based in hope.
Well, I'm going to read one of her poems that you chose, and I initially asked if you would read it, but you felt that it should come from a woman's voice. So I'm just wondering if you can speak to that and also introduce the poem and say why you chose this one.
Sure. It's there's a strange thing to be, you know, left behind. You know, and Teva was so singular in her voice and so singular in her vision. And, I, you know, although she trusted me, you know, completely. I do think there's something about a woman writing so powerfully from first person that I think would sound strange in my voice, not only because I'm very careful to let Teva speak for herself rather than to speak for her. And whenever people talk to me about Teva, I try not to make assumptions about what I think she would have said, but I try and find something she said. She was so open about how she felt about things, and there's almost always an opportunity to say, well, what would Teva have said about this, and then I can find something and read her words rather than say what I think. But then on a first person poetry, I feel like there's something for me that feels strange about reading her poems aloud, and maybe because some of the poems in the book are written to me, it feels strange to say them. In this case, it's not. So this is Ode to the Pacific Ocean, and Teva's from Oregon, and so the ocean is very powerful to her. And I think she always felt when she got to the coast that there's magic and there's energy and there's beauty, and those are the things that she was attracted to. So Ode to the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, it's my honor to read this by Teva Harrison. To stand at the edge of the sea, waves lapping hungrily, to feel the sand shift beneath my feet, called out to the wonder and the vast. To feel the salt drying on my ankles, crusting over my porous skin. I am infinite. I am small. I am at peace. The swirling, the raging, the disquiet that usually roils beneath my skin, it is gone as if it never was. And the waves are crashing, and the waves are lapping, and the waves are creeping in. And my heart is pounding, and my heart is beating. And my heart is open. Come in. Thank you, Teva. David, you spoke so much about Teva's optimism and her magic and her positivity. When I interviewed her for Kick-Ass Canadians, and also when she's spoken on the Walrus podcast and her Walrus Talk, she often spoke about using your time, using it well for what matters most to you, discovering what you uniquely can bring to the world, and also the value in simple acts of kindness. Do you think the best way that we can honor Teva and ourselves is to value time and to be kind to other people?
Yes. You know, she said one of the things she wrote in one of the pieces was that she believes in the magic of everyday things. And that to me is quintessentially Teva. You know, I believe in the magic of everyday things. And that to her was taking time to stop and look for four-leaf clover, or appreciating the time you're spending with a dear friend, or being easy on yourself if things are going badly, you know, if you've got issues in your life, like to be gentle. I think she focused so much in her life on kindness and on choosing to be kind and on choosing to love and on being not positive to the point where it's sort of overbearing or fake, but positive to the point where she made a conscious choice in her life to choose love and choose kindness over some of the darker instincts that we might have. And when you're looking down the barrel of something like terminal cancer, I think it's very easy. It would be very easy for her to not make those choices. And I think that it was conscious of her to live that way. So, I mean, the best way to honor Teva, in my mind, is to choose love and to choose kindness and to believe in the magic of everyday things and to stop and look at that flower or that tree or watch that bird or, you know, sit with your friend and be present in the moment, or sit with yourself and be present in the moment and just kind of contemplate that the world is very complex and can be very difficult, but there's a lot of beauty. And I think if you look for it and live in it, I think that to me is the way she tried to be, and that to me is the way that we can kind of carry on her legacy.
Well, Teva's book, Not One of These Poems Is About You, is available now through houseofanancy.com, Amazon, Indigo, and wherever you buy books. David, thank you so much.
My pleasure.